The Minister for Business, Enterprise and Innovation, Heather Humphreys, is bringing a memo to Cabinet today on remote working. An employee survey conducted by her department indicates a strong demand for home working, with almost 83% of respondents who do not work remotely saying they would like to. The Minister joins us now on the line. A very good morning to you, Minister. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're publishing this report, and I think what it's fair to say are the dying days of this government. Is it a blueprint for your successor, or will anything happen now?
This government is very focused on the issues that we need to address, and today we're having a special cabinet meeting on jobs in Trim. I think the meeting today is very timely because we've come a long way as a country in the last few years. Unemployment has fallen from a high of 16% to 4.8%, and there's more people working now today in Ireland than ever before. So, as I say, we've come a long way, but the reality is there are major challenges on the horizon, whether it's Brexit or global trade tensions, and that's why there's no room for complacency. And indeed, we've seen a few weeks ago that the announcement that 500 jobs are going to go at Molex in Shannon. So thankfully, at the moment, announcements like that are rare. But as we all know, it's not all that long ago that we had announcements of major job losses every other day in this country. So the last time our economy was in this position of strength, like where you have full employment and where the public finances are in surplus, that was during the Celtic Tiger era, and we all know how that ended up. So this government is determined to make sure that we don't end up back there, and that's why we have introduced Future Jobs Ireland, and it's a whole of government plan.
And it's a very substantial plan. There's a lot in it, but again, back to my first question, will anything happen in the immediate period ahead?
Yes, indeed. It's happening. There's things happening every day across government, and I'm delighted that the focus is going to be on jobs. It's going to be about the jobs of the future and how we can protect our economy going into the future. So on the issue of remote working, one of the main items I'll be bringing today is a new report on remote working. There was very little data in the area, so we've done the research now, and what I want to do is to make sure that we drive this forward and make sure that we have the right guidelines in place so that employers and employees can engage in remote working.
So I'm still not clear. For someone who's interested, perhaps, in working for some of the time from home, what might happen in the period ahead that would assist them?
Yeah, well, of course, there's people sitting in traffic this morning, and I want to make life easier for them.
Yeah, how?
And now, how we do that is we have a network of digital hubs across the country, so people can actually go into these remote working areas, their co-working spaces. I have approved funding of over 40 million under the Regional Enterprise Development Fund to create more spaces so that people can go into these co-working spaces like the Ludgate Inn Hub. Like the Ludgate Hub in Cork, or like the Hive in Carrick and Shannon. You can go in there, you can work remotely. For example, Apple have 1,000 employees that work from either home or from co-working spaces. So it's how we can develop that further, how we can have the right guidelines in place so that employees can have a better work-life balance, more affordable housing.
And I think when you describe the hubs, you put your finger on something, and that's the availability of broadband, isn't it? Good quality high-speed broadband. Many households around the country are years away, even with the government's plan of getting access to that. Do you accept that remote working, particularly in rural Ireland, won't actually be an option until broadband is available?
No, but it will be an option because all the towns and villages where we have these digital hubs will have the high-speed broadband, and they'll be able to go into their local village or their local town, and they'll be able to work remotely, because we are now at a point where there's huge competition for workers. So for employers, offering remote working might be the incentive you need to get the employee you want. It also might be the incentive to get people back to work and some flexible working arrangements where they can work from either home. Personally, I think working from a co-working space is actually a better environment
because you have that interaction with people and so on. I don't wish to be glib, but I wonder whether this might be an attractive proposition, home working, for some of our public representatives. I see this report in the Irish Independent today that one in three TDs of a second job or income. Now, I don't think anybody's suggesting that that's comparable to Dara Murphy's position. position. But is it time for TDs to be exclusively committed to being public representatives?
Yeah, well, I can speak for myself on this, and I can assure you I don't have time to do any other job except the job I'm doing.
And ministers aren't allowed.
Focused on this.
Ministers aren't allowed to have another job.
Well, I don't know how. And when I was a TD, I didn't have time to do any other job except a TD's job, because it's a very, very busy job. And if you want to give it 100% commitment, I don't see how you could be working in other jobs.
But others do. That's what the Irish Independent is highlighting this morning. And I'm just wondering, is that something that's really acceptable today?
Well, obviously, it's within the rules that they can have other interests, because sometimes your stay in politics can be a short time, and perhaps you want to, you know, have an idea what you're going to do when your career in politics ends. To be fair to some people, they come into politics and they want to return back to their career, and maybe they need to keep a connection there in terms of making sure that they have that opportunity.
Right. In relation to Darragh Murphy, it's emerged that he can't be investigated now because he is no longer a TD. The Taoiseach, we know, is very exercised about this now. He says that Darragh Murphy's questions to answer, but he didn't seem too bothered for the last 2 years when Darragh Murphy was largely absent from the Dáil.
Well, first of all, Darragh Murphy is no longer a member of the Dáil. He's not a Fine Gael candidate in the forthcoming elections. But questions have been raised about his attendance and his expenses. And there's no doubt in my mind that those questions need to be answered. And Darragh has agreed to cooperate with any investigation. I understand that he may not be able to have an investigation by the Ethics Committee or by SIPO, as he's now a former member of the Dáil. However, it would be possible, for example, for the clerk of the Dáil to carry out the investigation. And I think something like that would be right and proper.
Well, just finally, Darragh Murphy's resigned. Obviously, that's one vote gone for the government. John McGuinness says that he'll defy the Fianna Fáil whip and vote against the government in a future confidence vote. You've, by all accounts, a wafer-thin Dáil majority now. Can the government survive another confidence vote, Minister?
Yeah, well, the figures have always been tight. This is a minority government. We only control about a third of the seats in the Dáil, and we have always been dependent from day one on Fianna Fáil abstaining and having independents to support us when we need them. John McGuinness was a member of the Fianna Fáil government when there was record unemployment in this country, and it's a matter for him and Fianna Fáil to decide if they want to continue supporting this government through all the challenges we are facing, whether it's Brexit or global trade tensions, and there are challenges on the horizon, but our focus is protecting the economy, and that's what today is about, that's what today's cabinet is about.
When do you think the election will be?
The Taoiseach has said he plans for an election in May, and I know that Micheál Martin has said April, so there's not a lot between April and May, and I'm satisfied that there's a lot of work that we need to do, and Brexit is a huge challenge on the horizon, and we want to be unified as a country as we face that.
Minister, there we leave it. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That was the Minister for Business, Enterprise and Innovation, Heather Humphreys, bringing the time to 5 to 9.